This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. And this morning, we have with us, first of all, we've got with us Liel Rimon. How are you doing, Liel?
I'm very good. Thank you. Good.
Thank you. Very good. Good morning, everybody. But I think, first of all, much more right is to say where we are and what we're doing.
Where are we?
Forget about me, yes.
What do you mean, where?
Chai FM, Roy and Friends, 9 o'clock, Thursday morning.
The time's supposed to be 9, but it's 9:10. Oh, and my name is Roy Peretz, and I'm with Liel Rimon, who is normally an expert in Swiss watches and diamond. But tell me, Liel.
Yes.
So what have we done yesterday with the watch?
Cartier watch.
Yeah.
I don't remember nothing about Cartier watch.
Cartier watch was full of diamonds. Do you remember that watch?
Yes.
What have we done?
We're going to try to sell it, Roy. That's what we do over here. Is anybody interested? Please SMS us. Send us a message. Let's advertise our watches. I also have a beautiful new Omega if we're talking about watches. No, definitely. We always buying beautiful, beautiful watches. The watch that Roy is talking about is how much? 300,000 trend?
Yeah, 300,000.
We're not going to sell it for this money, but that's what it's worth. Diamond, rose gold.
So how are you going to sell it? People are waiting in anticipation.
I wish I can get about 140,000 trend. It's less than 50%, yeah.
Why didn't you say 150? It's like...
Because I'm Jewish, you know.
Nice round figure. Please SMS us 34519. It will cost you like $1.50. And if you want, you can WhatsApp us on 062-148-2374. I want to introduce our guest today. And, you know, it took me a long time to actually bring the guy. His name is Ben Voss. He's from Mamba Republic behind the river. Is that correct, introduction?
Yes. Yeah, Ben? That's good. Beyond the River.
Beyond the River.
Yes, that's the movie.
Oh.
I just shot a movie called Beyond the River. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what was the Mamba Republic?
Mamba Republic is the sketch show. Yeah. That's the show you saw, which is the comedy sketch show. Yeah. Satirical satire, a whole lot of sketches in the tradition of the old sort of,
Before we start,
comedies.
Can I just put an intro?
It's not the first one.
Huh?
It's not the first one.
What's not
the Mamba?
No, it's
the
not.
Third
That's
one.
True. It's the third one. Thank
it's
you.
The third one. It's
Someone's not... done their research in there.
Did they?
No. What was first? The Green Mamba.
There was Green Mamba first, and then we did Black Mamba after that. Yeah.
And now it's the Mamba Republic. And exactly. I really, really hope you guys not gonna do it as a trilogy, because it's really awesome, and I think it must be much more than three.
Well, we would like to keep it going. We really would.
Yeah. I would like you guys to listen to one little clip from the Mamba Republic. So here it goes.
This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
And we're back here with Moshe. How are you, Moshe? If you're talking to the microphone, people will know how good you are, yeah?
Yes.
So we're here with Ben Voss from Mamba Republic. I'm sure you got some questions for him. We both watched the show, and it was hilarious. And whoever listened at home, I'm sure understand how hilarious it was. It was really, really a great show. Now, I spoke to Ben outside, and he said to me, I'm much more funnier on stage than in real life.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, you talk very good.
This is going to be the boring interview, I'm afraid. You're going to want me out of here in 35 minutes.
We didn't stop speaking.
You're going to be closing the door any second.
We didn't start speaking from the moment I met him, so no.
You're not true. Boring. I think we're going to be okay. We'll get through this. Come on.
The time is now 9:17. I'd like you guys to really participate in our conversation. Our telephone lines are 074-654-7335. On air SMS is 34519, and our WhatsApp line 062-148-2374. Yeah, it's behind you.
I can see you looking behind me. I thought you had that in your head. This guy's a genius.
I should by now. Let me tell you. So, what can you tell us about the show?
Well, it's sketch comedy and it's satire, and so it's biting, it's fast-paced. We take off every character and politician in the country. We do our absolute best to skewer the naughty boys of big politics, and we play characters, we do social commentary, It's a lucky dip of South African satire. Hopefully in the mold of like not the 9 o'clock news for those of you who know the history of sketch comedy. So it's not stand-up comedy, it's sketch comedy, which is a very specific genre, and South Africans actually don't necessarily tap into that genre like you think they would. Cause sketches, it's two-handers, it's 3 minutes, then you're out, then you're into the next sketch, then it's joined by voiceover, then there's a, so it's a constant, it's a constant change in treadmill and dancing it's in nice. And out of character. It is. It keeps it alive.
It's shorties.
Exactly. It's like watching YouTube videos on stage and getting it done.
It was it was an experience for me. How was it for you, Sunshine?
Very good.
You enjoyed it?
Sunshine.
Sunshine.
It was very good.
It was hilarious. We're really
good. What I mean, it's very quick. As you said, it's beautiful and you must follow it.
Yes.
And you must be also, you know, to know what's going on. Because if you will give a joke about England, and we're not staying in England, so we don't understand.
Yes.
But being, you know, in South Africa, local, fantastic. Yes.
Thank
so
you.
That's actually the second question. Who is your audience? Who in South Africa
come and see it?
Come and see this kind of show.
Well, look, I mean, generally, we've got that traditional white middle-class audience, to be honest. English-speaking, the Afrikaans, bit of Afrikaans influence, but I'd say that seems to be the makeup. We're at Sandton on the Square, so even that, I mean, that's a very mixed area, right? You've got it's a growing sort of people of color, black, yeah, white, yeah. You know, it's got, but the, unfortunately the show itself still seems to attract that old traditional South African crowd. But we're finding that there's a new wave of youngsters now, at least, who are starting to come and see it.
You think they know you guys from the previous members?
I think so. And also Johnny, who I write with, he wrote all the Spud books. And so he's got, there's a sort of following of young people who...
Was he the guy that wrote the Spud books?
Yes. The partner who we perform on stage with, he's my best friend and we've been doing stuff together for years. And, so there's a whole young following we're trying to tap into there. I would love it to be a more multiracial audience because I think we talk to that a lot in our show. We deal a little bit with race.
It was really a single multiracial.
That one, the cross section.
That's why I'm asking, but you're not only doing it in Joburg, you're doing it in other cities as well. So is it the same kind of crowd?
You know what? I tell you, Joburg is by far the best audience.
Oh, that's
by
nice.
Far. Because
so guys, if you ever thought about yourself not being the best, here you go. That's from the horse's mouth.
From
we
the horse's
are the
mouth,
best.
I can tell you right now. Firstly, we in Durban, we get a good response because we're popular and people enjoy us and it's our hometown. Grahamstown Festival, we're on the main there.
On Durban, do you give curry on...
curry on the night. On Durban night. Bunnies for everybody, hot as anything. No, we don't. But I'm a big Durban curry fan.
Me too.
You
know, Ben...
I'm so particular about it, yes.
What I would like to say is that, you know, the people, the audience in Joburg are the best because I think people must also allow to laugh about themselves.
Well,
if
that's
they can
it.
Allow... To laugh about themselves is very healthy. Some people won't let you to laugh about themselves. It's very conservative or very maybe, you know, touchy. But you must be open.
It is.
The moment you're open, you're open to everybody.
But that's what Joburg people are like, right?
That's
how it feels to me. It feels like there's a pulse of, there's more of a common goal in Joburg than there is in the rest of the country. I think it gets a little bit parochial in places. And here in Joburg, people obviously are abreast of the news. They're living in the cauldron of where the news comes from. And so they,
It's very international. It's very international and it's very modern Western city and everybody. And even what's happening on the TV, like they're starting to show the Trevor Noah show from America. They're showing Jimmy Fallon Saturday Night Live. They're teaching people this kind of culture of satire, of comedy, of sketches.
Yes.
And it will catch. It will definitely. And Joburg is the first place because this is the hub. This is the place where people, things happen.
Because people also go overseas and see the way things are done overseas. So they bring it over here and they try to understand what you're trying to present to them.
To
give justice.
They're interested in the world and they're interested in the world around
them.
They
will give justice to what you're trying to produce over here.
And I mean, refining that down even more, the Jewish community, right? I mean, there's a community that really appreciates the arts, appreciates comedy, appreciates laughing at themselves.
We always laugh at Moshe. So
that's pretty easy to laugh at. That's got nothing to do with the fact that he's Jewish. That's
just because
he looks hysterical there in his leather jacket sitting there with his head like he's about to light up a cigar and regale us of stories of the past. Go.
You know, I also like jokes. So somebody asked me if I do stand-up comedy. I said, no, I'm doing shit on tragedy.
Comedy and tragedy are pretty close together, right?
We're going to go to our sponsors. So, here goes nothing.
This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
And we're back. You're listening to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. And Moshe, you're still coughing. You still don't go to the doctor?
Still coughing, yes.
Still coughing. So, we've got a slight, we've got a little bit of a readout. So, Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood has the following specials valid from the 15th of August till the 20th of August. Buy 30 bags or more and get free delivery within 30 kilometers from the store. Garden Pro Compost, 30 DM3, what is it? 30 square meters, I think, was $28.99, now only $24.90 each. Lawn dressing, 30 square meters was $28.99, now only $24.90 each. Potting soil, 30 square meters was $28.99, now only $24.90 each. HTH granular dry chlorine, 10 kilos was 319 rands, now 259. Look out for amazing one-day specials on the 18th of August. Visit Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood for much more store specials. I can't believe that that granules cost so expensive now.
Springtime, go gardening.
Thank God I don't have a pool anymore.
Pools are a mission, eh?
A mission.
Yeah, and I'm always hit with the responsibility of taking care of the pool, of course. Ooh. The husband always, and when on a windy day, oh, you're
let
like,
me tell you, let me tell you, pools are not for me. We've got a question. Enjoy your sense of humor. The other one says, the sketch comedy you have brought to South Africa, do you obtain your news randomly or from news or abroad?
So we've got a little bit of an sort of international influence in this one, but generally it's a South African show. They're definitely drawn from South African headlines, South African news, whatever's making the news at the moment. Or we've got a political football match between the ANC and the DA where the ANC managed to beat the DA after the whole DA have been sent off the field.
That was a nice one.
Yeah, and just sort of and the ANC managed to win 2-1 against no opposition.
Because the judge, because the referee scored.
Yes, the referee scored. Gave us some, Baleke Mbete became the referee and then promptly gave herself a penalty and won for the ANC 2-1. Even though she gave us a vote of no confidence behind closed doors, that was nice of her. But I imagine she probably knew the outcome of that.
I think it's not only the subjects that you're talking about, even the comedy itself, it's very, very original, listen.
Yeah, I mean, we try and find a format that works. So, for example, a football match. Everybody has heard on their ear the idea of a football commentary, right? But to put that now into a political, sort of political football, suddenly you've got, you know, Jacob Zuma walking onto the field. Here he comes, he's carrying a spade, and what's he doing? Is he digging his own grave? No, he's just shifting the goalposts. There he goes, and he's moved the goalpost, and, you know, so you can use all that lovely play on words that football gives you, you know, Tony Leon patrolling the right wing, and, you know, all these.
The one was nice. I liked, and I think it was
the finale.
The finale was the one where you were like a sex maniac, I must say.
Pretty much, basically. trying to discover South African masculinity with this.
Oh, no. It was...
He's like, this guy just... all he wants is a date. He's just like, yeah, put me on Tinder. I just want to meet girls. And he doesn't understand it.
It was the funniest. Guys, highly recommended. That particular end of the show was amazing.
I mean, that's funny because that's complete goonery, right? That's like typical... It's quite slapstick, but it's funny because you see the South African character, typical guy who just follows his genitals everywhere, right? And he's supposedly the height of South Africa's masculinity, and obviously he's not. That's our comment. It's like South African men need to get there.
When you were on stage, just to remember that when you were on stage, you were probably, and I'm telling you, probably a guy that was really needed not Viagra.
No, he didn't need. No, that he didn't need. No.
Valium.
He needed
a Valium.
Not a Valium. Concerta. It was all over the show. It was the funniest ever.
Yeah, it's called acting. You see the guy is not like this. Actually.
Yeah, you see.
No, he's not. No, proper.
What about the Pink Panther here in the background?
Don't you like the
pink? I like it. Yeah, it feels like we're about to say something very mysterious.
It's a cello.
Oh, baby.
So, tell me something, Ben. How South African actually see satire? Or do they accept? We talked about it. What do they accept it? Do they like it? You're doing it for how long? And what do you learn?
I think they do. I think South Africans are still very good at laughing at themselves. I actually do. And look, I've been doing it for years. I think things are getting a little more sensitive now. I think one's got to be careful of things like race, of gender. And I know that's not necessarily great, but satire, the wonderful thing with satire is no matter what the tone of society is, you can always tap into that tone, whether people are sensitive, whether they are happy and comfortable. Satire's job is to be on the finger and the pulse of what people are feeling at that moment. Whether they are sensitive, that's okay, because you can still get comedy out of people being sensitive or being, you know, unsure.
You can't not hurt anybody's feeling.
No, you can't. You've got to hurt everybody's feelings.
but you can't hurt equally.
You have to do it equally, ideally. And then I think there are places where we have... I mean, I think we look at our politicians and we do see goons. So that's a lovely place where, I mean, I think Jacob Zuma is a goon. I think that, you know, Malema is a goon. I think that Helen Zille is a goon.
The way that we think the guys over here in the studio and the guys in Alexandra or the guys in Centon or the guys in Alberton think differently and see things differently. The question is how you get to all of them.
Yes.
And what you're doing is not, you don't try to offend anybody.
No.
You're trying to
make
to
people aware
exactly,
and make them laugh.
And
I mean, it's lovely. If I can sit next to, say I'm sitting next to you and, you know, I have some sensitivity around, you know, Jewishness.
Yeah.
And then someone cracks a Jewish joke and you laugh and I go, oh, actually it's okay, it's fine. So I can laugh as well now. And then
100%.
I had a great story on that. Like, yeah, we did a show in Durban and there were two black ladies sitting, it was in the round, and there were two black ladies sitting literally on my shoulder, very intimate venue. And the rest of the audience was white. And this is some years ago and we'd crack a joke and then the two black ladies would laugh. And then the whole audience would laugh because now it's okay,
no
right?
Waiting.
They feel safe. They're looking, you know, who are we going to follow here?
Okay. It's like a test
you know, the
subject,
two, the minority's
yeah.
happy. Let's move on. Yay, we can laugh. The irony is, of course, I got outside after the show, after everyone waiting, you know, checking on these ladies to laugh, got outside. And the only people outside the theater are these two black ladies and they're waiting for us. And we're like, wow, fantastic. Walk out. The black lady goes, oh my God, that was just brilliant. We just came out from New York today. I've never seen a show in South Africa.
Yeah,
so the whole South
African
is sitting, all these whiteys sitting there waiting for basically the Americans to laugh, you know? So, I mean, you immediately think,
and
oh.
I thought Durbanites know the Zulus, eh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's it. You think the two Zulu women sitting there and our own sensitivities allow us, we immediately obviously prejudge them, right? They're like, oh, they South Africans.
Yeah.
They're not even. They just drifted in there, paid their $100 and decided to have a good laugh at
you
a
know,
show.
Jewish people, especially Jewish husbands,
yes.
are not allowed to laugh unless the wife tell them it's okay.
That's
to laugh.
Okay.
So he laughs. Is it funny? No. It's not funny. No, I'm not going to laugh. Is it funny? Oh, is it laugh? That's about the Jewish thing. Huh?
And you...
So now...
was that your punchline?
That was my punchline. So I learned those things. I'm learning
that's
it.
Good.
Do you like that?
Everything is under consent from the wife, you know?
Yeah. Is that true, eh? Of the Jewish community, definitely.
The girls are in control.
I promise you.
I think it's universal.
That's why I'm trying to control here, because at home, there's no control at home. The wife says, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I say the last word at home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
they
ma'am.
Say a Jewish
You're
husband,
right here,
yeah. a Jewish husband is a lion at home. He walks on all four and very quiet. You know, Ben,
yes.
We're going to have a little bit, what are we going to have now? We're going to have a little bit of, we've got more. Hi, team. Thanks for a great show. Questions for your guest is where your show is currently.
Right.
And what is the plans up to December? There you go.
Yeah, good question. So we're on at the Sandton Theatre on the Square, which is run by Daphne Kuhn.
Yes,
and it's a beautiful venue. It's the Auto General. They've refurbished it. And we're going off to Cape Town for a week, and we go to the Hilton Festival in the Midlands for three shows, and we go to Maritzburg for five shows. What else have we got? That's currently all we've got lined up. Maritzburg, Hilton, Cape Town. Yeah. After Joburg. Mm.
We're going to go for a nice, for me, it's a very nice song. It's called Abba Sipur. It's, Liel, I'm sure you remember this song, Abba Sipur. So, here goes.
This is Palm Stars Unplugged.
And we're back. Thank you for being with us. 0746547335. You can also SMS us on 34519 062-148-2374. That's our WhatsApp line. I will hear another small recording of Mamba's Republic, Rainbow, whatever. And I want you just to think well before you talk to us about it. So here goes.
Welcome to the Rainbow Nation Cafe at O.R. Tambo International Airport, where we put all of South Africa on a plate.
Oh, thanks, man. I wonder, first, can you just help me with some of the items on the menu?
Of course, sir. Fire away.
The Cape Town, Johannesburg, and Amanzimtoti seafood starters. Now, I can see they all look the same, but they're differently priced. Like, the Cape Town is twice the price of the Johannesburg.
If you look closely, sir, you'll see Johannesburg has no soul.
Oh, yes. And then why is the Amanzimtoti platter pricier than the Johannesburg?
Well, Amanzimtoti has more muscles and comes with a mullet. Also with your toti order, we give you crabs.
Oh, right. And on the mains, you have springbuck. Is that fresh?
Oh, yes. 15 of them are massacred down at the stadium every Saturday afternoon.
Mm, lovely. Okay, and what about this? There's a Steve Hofmeyr, Claudie Motsening, and Kevin Peterson. What are those?
Some of South Africa's biggest chops.
Okay. Then the Nkandla chicken.
Oh, yes. That's a chicken that's been reared in the president's chicken run. It's been state captured and then self-enriched in a fire pool of oil and troubled waters. A decadent choice, sir.
Oh, that sounds amazing. How's it cooked?
In an oak bay.
An oak? I've never heard of an oak bay.
It's also known as a tender uri oven. Different from other traditional ovens in that it burns money instead of wood.
I suppose that's why it's 250 million rand a portion.
Yes, sir, but if it disagrees with your constitution, you get 7.8 million of it paid back. Did I mention the unlimited gravy?
No, you didn't. How is that served? In a boat?
Oh, no, sir. The whole Nkandla chicken is served in a gravy train.
Oh, I'll take that. Definitely.
And for dessert, can I interest you in the very last piece of the South African pie?
Yes, I see that comes with an ANC Youth League topping. What exactly is that?
A collection of assorted nuts and fruitcakes.
Oh, it sounds delicious. All right, I'll have those too. Why don't you bring that quite quickly, please? My plane is boarding in like 45 minutes.
This is the Rainbow Nation Cafe, sir. I'm afraid everything comes in 5 to 7 working days.
Thank you for being with us. Please answer some questions. What was that all about?
So that was, we did a sketch set in O.R. Tambo Airport, and in the sketch on stage, I'm basically an Australian who's come back to South Africa, and he doesn't understand where South Africa's at. So all these dishes are a mix of the sort of political and social turmoil that is South Africa. And obviously the poor waiter is trying desperately to communicate those bizarre dishes to me. Yeah. So again, it's that format. Like we use the football match. A restaurant is a typical format that we all understand, but then you put something quirky and ridiculous into it.
Now, which group of people would you say, call it race? What can I do? I mean, I have to ask that.
Yeah.
What group of people or race are responding the best to jokes? On themselves, sorry.
I think, for me, look, I'm from Durban, but I'd say the Indian crowd are are currently the best in South Africa laughing at themselves. Yeah.
But tell me, you're talking about, Indians are quite a variety, because you've got the Hindus, you've got the Muslims.
Yes, I know. Look, I'm being generic there.
Yeah.
But, I just think there's a confidence in their culture and their history. And I mean, I imagine, I think English-speaking white South Africans like me are not so certain of their history anymore. We're not so convinced about what we stand for in the foot of Africa.
I know a lot of men do not convince their men. So
that's also true. Yeah, I mean, there are so many, there's so many variables of how we should be and how we're supposed to be that it's hard. It's tricky to hold on to an identity. So here we are at a Jewish radio station where clearly we're nurturing something specific, right? You're looking to feed your community and serve your community and create a community and be part of it. And I think personally, white English speaking South Africans are probably the worst at that. And I'm one of them. I think we don't have that sort of sense of, what are we from? Are we English? Are we Scottish? Are we Scandinavian? Are we, do we stand for?
Aren't we all South African? We are.
But you asked the question, what race or minority group? So we're immediately trying to separate ourselves in this conversation.
Because we can,
because we can. And I think we should, absolutely. I mean, I don't think there's any reason for me to say I understand everything about Jewish culture or.
I'm not saying that all South African must be the same, must think the same, must look the same. Definitely we're different, and there's different, yes. people over here, and it's fair enough.
The key then is to find, like you said earlier, these common, identities, yeah. these big broad stroke comic things that we all get behind and believe, right? I mean, the vote of no confidence is a complete shambles, you know, you get up and it's like an orchestra of chaos in that parliament, you know, people are, they're fighting with each other, they're not dealing with us, they're not dealing with the Jewish community, they're not dealing with the Indian community, they're not dealing with the poor, you know, they are dealing with themselves.
You have to have an extension cord joke on your next
I mean, I don't even know if Grace Mugabe's in the country anymore. I know you get fake news, then you get this news. I hope she gets her comeuppance. I assume she will. I'm going to put my belief in the justice system.
She changed her mind. Now she came for a diplomatic visit. No more private visit.
A point of order.
Yeah, she came to buy a gold extension cord, I think. From the pawn shop.
But the truth is that I was at the Shibin that time. Yeah. And I didn't want my wife to know nothing about it, you know.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yes. You were at the Shibin, were you?
Not a sex award. The Shibin is sex award. I didn't want my wife to know anything about it. That's why.
Yes, yeah, and that's where you had your, is that when you had your night with Grace?
Ben, you were saying, you know, that the white audience, they don't know, are you Scottish, are you Welsh, are you English?
Yes.
You know, we are here, European African, the way the blacks in America are African.
Yes,
American,
yes,
you know,
yes,
I mean,
because we are the minority. Yeah, yeah, that's clever.
Yeah. That's European African.
Exactly. European African.
And I mean,
America, they got the African American, we're European African.
Because they came from Africa to America. Right. We came from Europe to Africa. So we are European Africa.
Can I tell you something about South Africans? I
mean, many very people, politically correct.
Many people talk bad about South Africans, but that was in Miami not very long ago. And I was in the States. And you look around and when you see a South African, it's the easiest person to talk to. It's the easiest guy to approach. He's always going to answer your question. You're never going to be a stuck up. He's going to be always nice. So you know what? I must say, South Africans, we are the best. So don't underestimate yourselves.
No, definitely, we know.
That's also true. Yeah, that is true. I think as a nation, we are phenomenally resilient, firstly. We are actually perpetually positive because we're constantly believing that something good is going to happen, right?
Even from Zuma, we pray.
Even from Zuma, exactly. And when he says something sensible, you go, wow, let's go, let's get behind that. And
that's
then he
us.
Drops the ball in your face the next day. But that's okay, you know, because we go, okay, something's going to come right. And I do love that optimism. But I'd also think, like I say, it's important that we do acknowledge a sense of difference without it becoming some sort of social, racial or ethnic battle. Just to try and understand where each other live, where we thrive, what makes us tick, what makes us interesting. And a lovely way to do that is through sketch comedy. Sorry, man, because we can take all those characters. We can take a Jewish pawn shop owner and toss him on a radio station and have quite a good time.
Exactly.
Make him a porn star.
And that's what I'm saying. We need people like you to explain to us that it's okay to laugh at it.
It is.
It doesn't have to be so serious and so deaf-like, you know. It's horrible.
Exactly.
Guys, you have to listen. You have to go to that Mamba Republic. We're going to just play a word from our sponsors, and we're going to be back just now.
This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
And we're back, and we have with Ben. Ben, I want you to say a few words before we're going to go to, today, Robert De Niro's birthday is today.
Really?
Yeah. You know, Robert De Niro, American actor, producer, director.
You're talking to me?
Yeah, to you.
You're talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. So you know what he says? He says...
Are you talking to me? That's what he says.
I'm talking to you. Okay. I'm talking to you. Are you talking to me? Yeah. It's the right chair. It doesn't take too long to get comfortable. You know, he says, I told you must go to the doctor. I told you. You have to go to the doctor. There's nothing we can do. I mean, we can't... My son was there. He should have prescribed you something. Yeah. Maybe, yeah. You learn two things. You learn the two greatest things in life. Never rate on your friends and always keep your mouth shut. I think that's from Donnie Brasco.
That's from The Godfather or something.
Was it from Godfather?
I don't know. It sounds like it.
He says the hardest thing about being famous is that people are always nice to you. What's hard in that?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, maybe he feels like he needs his cage rattled a little bit every now and then, and he needs to be challenged, and maybe people just always sucking up to him and kissing his butt. And
yeah, I think so. Yeah, do you know what?
Who don't know Robert De Niro? Wherever he will go in the world, people recognize him. He must go to like Papua New Guinea or something in the middle of the jungle. Otherwise, he's in big trouble.
It must be quite disconcerting to be that famous. Yeah.
Listen, I remember, and you also know because people recognize you. We had the show on TV and people recognize you, especially when the show is running on TV and it's current. I'm not the biggest fan. I think Roy quite enjoyed it.
What?
The fan.
If I had girls, yes, but all men. And normally big men, you know, the big men, they like to fix stuff.
Those guys like it.
But if the lady say, oh, I want your signature, I promise you I would be very happy.
No, Roy liked the attention. I'm a little bit more...
Shy. He says, Italy has changed, but Rome is Rome. He said so. Then he said, I don't like to watch my own movies. I fell asleep in your own movies. Well, you're not the only one, Sunshine.
Especially lately.
Yeah. I haven't seen his movies. Eish.
Yeah.
Sean Penn is today 57.
I like Sean Penn.
Yeah. He's Charlize's ex.
Who?
Madonna.
Madonna. It was in the 80s.
And Charlene.
His last girlfriend was Charlize Theron from South Africa.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
They just
But she's like a head taller than him, eh?
I think two heads.
Really?
They were making
the girl from Benoni.
It's a good film.
They were making a film in Cape Town. Together.
They were not making only a film. They were making other things as well.
Well, I hope so. I hope for him.
They were together for a couple of years.
He's crazy. Yeah. This guy was crazy.
Dead Man Walking.
Yes. Mystic River.
That was Clint Eastwood's, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that was good.
Awesome.
Yeah, he is actually.
Biopic 57.
Yeah, also, he's 57, eh?
Yeah, he's 57.
He's kicking on.
Yeah, but Madonna also. Madonna is around this age.
I don't know. I like old women.
Madonna and... we talked about Nicole Kidman yesterday.
Yeah, over 50. Over 40.
What? Over 40?
Over 35.
You're 35. You're getting better. Right?
I'm getting better.
You're getting old.
I'm getting old. Do you remember it wasn't...
I didn't like anything about
21. Not much under, but 21 was the right age, yeah.
And let's change our conversation.
Why? Are
we not in the... We're not in the right time for this kind of show.
No, it's too early in the morning. It must be in the evening. Yeah. So he says, I think we all have light and dark inside us. Do you think so?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
He says, in between, I go broke because I seems to do movies that is not, they don't pay a lot as an actor.
Yes.
My brother, you're not Rambo. No.
But listen.
He is. I think he's the sort of actor who follows his heart, right? He's going to go and do some independent script somewhere.
He's an artist,
Or from the other hand, no one really pays him a lot.
Maybe he's just not a big enough star, right? He's not the Rolex that you're looking
for. Here you go. on the movies I'm involved with, I say what I think. That's why he's not getting the big pay. You see, you must shut up, sir. You know who's today's birthday? He's 40 years old, Thierry Henry. Believe it or not.
40 years old, okay.
Thierry Henry was a French professional footballer who played as a forward at Arsenal, I think. Arsenal was his best time. Eh?
Arsenal was, he played for Barcelona as well, couple of years with Ronaldinho.
And Juventus.
Juventus was the end of the...
No, the beginning.
In the beginning.
Yeah. Arsene Wenger took him from Juventus to make him the best player in the world.
Just to show how clever footballers are, listen to his quote. He says, sometimes... In football, you have to score goals.
Oh.
Don't you say that.
French mentality.
Well, that does sound like every interview after every rugby match. You know, the guys really tried hard and we really did. And I feel we pulled together. And,
we're a team.
We're a team and we came out on top. And we did our best. And you're like, geez, all right, change the channel.
I wanted to talk about Menachem Begin today, but we don't have time. I want to just thank Ben. The time flies. It's 9:58. We have to lock up. We have to go home. Am I right? Really? We have to go. Yeah, the king is out.
We're done.
So it's 9:58 and 17 seconds. Cool. Ben, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, man,
with
thank
us.
You for having me, guys. What it's, a great bunch
just
of guys.
Remind the people again where we're going to see you until when we in Johannesburg.
So in Johannesburg, we've only got four shows left tonight, Friday night, two on Saturday, Auto and General Theatre on the Square. Book it, Computicket, or phone the theatre itself. Yeah.
You have Lumber to Republic. Go there. It personal, I promise you guys, you have to be there. And I'm not just saying because I like Ben, because really the show is great. I might go there again. Thank you so much, Moshe, for being with us. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Liel. Have a lekker Shabbos and take care of yourself.
Good weekend. Cheers.